Brothers and sisters, I just want to say good morning.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
And, you know, I was just thinking of PK. He's very funny. He's welcoming anybody who's coming in live this morning.
我觉得今天早上培刚就是欢迎大家的方式特别的好。
And he was actually just giving me an idea that I was thinking about.
他其实就是正在我其实正在和我正就是和我正在想一想的一个想法刚好相符合。
Because I just miss seeing all of you, brothers and sisters.
我确实是非常的想念我们的弟兄姐妹们。
We even asked, Michael and I and a few other people had an idea of letting the camera zoom in a little bit closer.On the preacher or the translator every few minutes or so. So let us know in the chat function if you think that's good that we zoom in every now and then so that we can see the pastors and see our translator a little bit closer.
所以呢，我们也建议就是Michael 弟兄呢，也时不时呢，就是把那个镜头呢放大一点。那可以让弟兄姐妹们就是看到我们在台上的人看得更清楚一点，但是希望呢，也希望大家给我们反馈这样的方式合不合适。
Well, and this morning specifically, I just had the idea. You know, I missed the fact that every Sunday we have a few minutes. The chair people give us a few minutes to shake hands and give each other a hug and say good morning to one another.
我们呢，以前在这里聚会的时候，通常呢，我们总有几分钟大家相互的握手欢迎。我非常想念这个时间。
I got an idea from Will's church.
我呢，从另外一个教会呢，就是得到一个主意想法。
Would you take out your cell phone right now and text someone in the church, a brother or sister, someone in your fellowship, or even a small group in the WeChat, would you just text out to reach out to someone this morning in our church? Go ahead, Frank. Yep, grab your cell phone and Justin, and just say, good morning. I miss seeing you, and I'm glad that we're worshiping together this morning.
我希望就是大家呢能够现在把你的手机拿出来可以，你可以呢发一条短消息，或者呢，你可以通过微信发一条短消息给我们教会，教会里的其中的一位弟兄姐妹，跟他们说早上好，我想念你。
Yep. Give me a second, Mike. I'll be right back. But I'm going to grab my phone. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to just chat out to our youth group right now, which I was a part of last night.
那我呢，现在也拿起我的电话呢，我要给我们的就是青年团契呢发一条信息。
And just say glad.We're worshiping together.
我很高兴我们大家能够一同的敬拜。
And as you send out a few texts and just say hello, reach out to someone this morning, I'm going to lead us in a word of prayer to seek God's face.
等我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we just remember this morning that we're not...Sitting at home by ourselves.
我们亲爱的天父，我们呢再一次的被提醒，就是今天早上我们虽然坐在家里，但是我们不是孤独的坐在家里。
Even though we are physically separated, Lord, your spiritual family is gathered together.
虽然呢我们不能在一起，但是我们知道我们灵命上的家人一直在一起的。
We thank you that amidst this time of the virus, Lord, that your activity is still powerfully working within your people.
虽然呢，现在有这个病毒，但是呢，我们仍旧感谢神，你的力量仍旧在你的子民当中运行。
And as our serving team this morning prayed, Lord, we ask that you would prepare our hearts.Even if our hearts weren't prepared a few minutes ago, prepare our hearts so that we can receive from you today.
神啊，就像我们今天早上服事团队的人祷告一样，请你准备我们的心。或许我们的心还没有准备好，但是给我们几分钟准备好我们的心，我们可以从你那里接受。
Lord, we want to give to you our praise and adoration, and we want to receive.Your word today for us.
神啊，我们要把我们的赞美、敬拜全都给你，我们要从你这里吸收。
We thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你神啊，我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen. Boy, my phone's blowing up right now and it's great. I love seeing all the good mornings. When I was young,
当我还是小孩子的时候，
I remember my dad and mom always inviting guests over to our home for meals, for dinners.
我记得呢，我父母呢经常邀请朋友、客人到我们家来做客，一起吃饭。
And I'll tell you, if you know my dad, you know that he can grill a mean steak.
如果你知道我父亲的话呢，您应该知道他可以做非常好的烤肉。
Yeah, and if you've had the chance, he's made a steak for you.
如果你以前有过机会的话，你肯定尝到过他做的烤肉。
And if you've had his steak, you know he makes a good steak.
如果你吃到过他的烤肉，你就知道他做的烤肉非常的好吃。
Well, when we were young, I remember, our family wasn't very well off.
我记得呢，还我们小的时候呢，我也记得，就是我们的家庭呢，也不是说那么富裕。
So it's not like we had steaks all the time.
所以呢，我们也不可能就是经常的吃烤肉。
But when we had a steak, my dad would make it.
但是呢，当我们有肉的时候呢，我的父亲呢，总是会烤起来给我们吃。
And I remember as a little boy that I would watch him work with the meat.
所以呢，但我还是小男孩的时候呢，我总是看着他在做烤肉。
And he would ask me to be his little assistant.
当然呢，他也会让我做他的一个小帮手。
He would tell me to go get this or tell me to go get that.
那他会告诉我去帮他拿这个拿那个。
And he would tell me what he's doing.
他也会告诉我他在做什么。
He would show me how he tenderizes the meat.
他也会告诉我如何使那个肉呢更加鲜嫩。
And then he would show me how he sets up the charcoal, because you got to learn how to grill meat on charcoal first.
他也会告诉我呢如何呢把那个炭放得好更好一些。
He would show me when is the right time to put the meat on the grill.
他也会告诉我呢什么时候呢是一个适当的时候把肉给放上去。
How long to keep the steak on each side.
那每一面呢要烤多久。
And I remember one day when we had guests over.
我记得呢，有一天就是我们有客人在家里的时候。
And I was watching him, standing next to him, watching him grill the meat.
我呢，站在旁边看着他在烤肉。
And even as he put the meat on,
当他把肉放上去的时候，
he looked at me and he said, "Here, son, you take the tongs."
他看着我把那个烤肉夹递给我说儿子你来做吧。
Why don't you give it a try?
你来试试看。
And I thought, are you kidding me, dad?
我吓了一跳说你在开玩笑吧。
This is a big responsibility.
这是非常大的一个责任。
We have guests over.
我们有客人在这里。
But that day I grilled my first steaks all by myself.
但是呢，那天呢，我自己一个人呢，确实烤了肉。
And when the guests sat down and we started to eat,
当我们客人一起坐下来吃的时候
，My dad he held up his beer.
他拿起他的啤酒。
And he said, "Today, my son Alex made the steaks."
他跟大家说，今天是我的儿子 Alex 做的烤肉。
And I wasn't even looking at the guests.
我都不敢看这些客人。
Because I was looking at my dad's face.
是因为我在看着我父亲的脸。
He was a little bit red, usually because of his beer.
他的脸呢有一点红，但是是因为啤酒的原因。
But my father had this smile that went from ear to ear.
那我的父亲呢，我看到他脸上的笑容呢非常的大。
Because he was so proud of me.
因为他对我，他是为我非常的自豪。
It was a smile that told me these steaks were made by my son, and I'm so proud that he did it for you all tonight.
那他的笑容呢，告诉了我，就是他正在想这些烤肉是我的儿子做的，我为此而感到非常的自豪。
I love when my father has this smile. When I'm part of doing something that he wants me to do.
当我呢，我知道就是当我在为我父亲做事情的时候，我父亲为我自豪，我自豪的时候，我就会看到这个笑容。
Do you know what that does for a son?
你知道这样子的这样子会对对一个儿子的影响是什么吗
？You see, my dad had a plan.
你有没有看到我父亲有一个计划
？He had a plan to treat his guests.
他的计划就是要招待他的客人。
And in his plan.
在他的计划里面
He allowed me to participate in it.
他允许我参与他的计划
He let me in to his plan.
他允许我进入他的计划
He let me in to his mission.
他允许我进入他的使命
And when I was willing to participate in his plan,
当我愿意加入他的计划，计划之中的时候
，Oh boy, my dad was so proud of me.
我的父亲是如此的为我自豪。
And that made me so proud to be part of his plan.
那这呢，也使我为了也使我呢为此而感到非常的自豪。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，Do you know that God too has a plan?
你知不知道神也有一个计划
Do you know that God too is on a mission right now?
你知不知道此时此刻神 也 正在进行一项大使命
And so when he came to us
当他来到我们之中
And he saved us
他拯救了我们
He said to us
他对我们说
Child, I would like to invite you to be a part of what I'm doing.
孩子 我希望能够邀请你来参与我正在做的事情
Would you like to participate?
你愿意参与吗
Child, I am inviting you into what I'm doing
孩子我在邀请你来参与我所做的事情
And I'd like you to participate in what I'm doing
我希望你能够参与我正在做的事情
You see, I believe thatAll of us know and we believe that God's mission is unstoppable.
我知道我们大家也都知道就是神的使命是不可停止的。
And we believe that God is so great.
我们相信神是如此的伟大。
We might even have a tendency to believe that he doesn't even really need us in his mission.
我们呢或许有时候都倾向于认为就是神是如此的伟大
But
他的使命其实并不需要我们去帮助
Yeah, we might have this tendency to think God is so great
我们有时候会想神是如此的伟大
His mission is so great
他的使命也是如此的伟大
Why would he need me?
他为什么需要我呢
But do you know that God's mission
但是你知不知道神的使命
Throughout all of history
通过整个历史
is never just him working.
并不是仅仅他一个人在做工。
In fact, that his mission always involves imperfect and flawed people.
事实上，他的使命呢，都是包括我们这些不完美的、有缺点的人。
You see that throughout the Word of God.So if we believe that God's mission is unstoppable,
如果我们相信神的使命是不可停止的
and yet God's mission always involves his people to participate,
那神的使命呢也是一直包括他的子民的参与的
then we have to recognize that God's mission is not just God working alone, it is God workingThrough flawed people.
那我们应该意识到神的使命呢不是他一个人在做工他的使命呢是包括那些有缺点的人在帮他做工
People that God calls out.
那包括这些神所呼召的人
So God's mission involves the church.
那神的使命呢包括教会
And the mission of God involves me.
那神的使命呢也需要我的参与
It involves you and it involves me.
需要你的参与，也需要我的参与。
So today, what I wanted to do is to show you that in God's Word.
那今天呢，我希望呢，通过神的话语可以让你看见。
And we're going to look at one of the early churches.
我们来看，其中的一个早期的教会。
So if you could grab your Bibles, I know you have it in front of you.
如果你能够打开你的圣经。
And turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们来翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
If you remember...
如果你记得的话
This church in Thessalonica is a group of newer believers.
那这个在帖撒罗尼迦的这个教会呢，其实他的信徒呢，都是一些新的信徒。
And you know, Paul is just so thankful for them. This whole section we're looking at is just Paul's thanksgiving section.
那我们可以看到这个整个章节呢，都是其实保罗呢是讲他如何的为这群新的信徒而感恩。
And he's so thankful for them because they were part of God's mission.
他为什么他如此的感恩呢？是因为这些新的信徒呢，都是神的使命当中的一部分。
And I want to show you that this early church gives us this beautiful pattern.
那我希望呢能够让大家看到呢这个早期教会呢其实给予我们一个非常美好的一个模式。
And it's the pattern of how the gospel moves.
那这个模式呢是关于福音是如何运行的。
The pattern of how the gospel works.
那福音是如何工作的这个模式。
And here's how it works in summary, and then I'm going to let you find that in the verse.
那这里呢，我是给大家总结一下，但是呢，你们可以在经文上找到。
Because there is this beautiful movement of the gospel in us and then through us.
因为这个福音呢，在有在我们里面运行，并且通过我们。
Number one, the gospel comes to you.
那第一点呢，就是福音来到你里面。
And then number two, the gospel.Not only when you receive it, it works in you.
那第二点呢，就是不仅仅你接受福音，但是呢，这个福音呢，在你里面工作。
And then number three, the gospel flows out from you.
那第三点就是福音从你身上出去。
And we see this picture over and over in the church, in the early church.
我们在早期教会这样的情形呢，一次又一次的看到。
God brings it to you.
神把它带来给你。
God transforms you.
神转变了你。
And then God uses you to bring it to others.
那神呢，使用你把这个福音带给其他的人。
That's this picture that we see.
这就是这就是这种情形，我们所见的这种情形。
So we're going to look at verses 5 through 8 this morning, and I want you to look for that pattern.
那今天早上我们来探讨的经文呢是第五到第八节，我希望大家能够看到这个模式。
All right, verse 5.
第五节。
Because our gospel came to you, not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, you know what kind of men we prove to be among you for your sake.
那第五节，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。正如你们知道，我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人。
Verse 6, and when you became imitators of us and of the Lord, you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
第六节。并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主。
So that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia.
甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
Verse 8.For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything.
第八节，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚， 就是在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话。
Do you already see the pattern?
你有没有看到这个模式呢？
Let's start with verse 5.
我们从第五节开始。
He says, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction.
第五节说，我们的福音传到你们那里，不在乎言语，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵并充足的信心。
I like that Paul actually says here, our gospel. Does that say it in Chinese, our gospel?
Yes.
Yes.
那我很喜欢保罗在这里提到说我们的福音。
Do you find that pretty interesting?
你觉得是不是很有趣呢？这样讲。
Because Paul is personalizing it.
因为保罗呢把这个福音呢就是把它个人化了。
And he says, our gospel came to you.
他说我们的福音传到你们那里。
You see, the gospel of God, it came to them.
你们看到这里神的福音呢来到了他们那里。
The gospel had to move.
福音呢一定要被一定要运行。
It went through people and it was brought to them.
福音通过人然后福音是通过人带到了那里。
There wasn't a church there.
那里以前没有教会。
It was Christians bringing to non-Christians the good news of God.
是那些基督徒呢，把福音带到了那些非基督徒的人那里。
That's the first thing that we need to notice about the gospel pattern.
这就是福音的模式的第一点，我们应该注意到的。
That the gospel message needs to be always moving and advancing.
那神福音呢是一直要在被一直要运行并且要前进的。
Right, the gospel message needs to always, that's a pattern, always be moving and advancing.
那福音呢是一直要运行并且前进。
In fact, the mission of God involves every believer.
事实上呢神的使命呢其实是包括信徒呢传扬神的福音。
It involves every believer.
他呢其实需要每一个信徒的参与的。
So you must be willing to participate in it.
你呢一定要愿意首先一定要愿意参与。
The mission of God means that we are not passive, but that we are active participants.
那神的使命呢是不是说我们可以被动的站在那里等我们一定要很主动的参与。
Grab your Bibles and turn to Mark 16.
那我们来打开圣经马太福音第十六章。马可福音 马可福音第十六章。
马可福音 right, 马可。
马可、yeah.
Mark,
马可福音第
chapter 16.
第十六章。
And I was thinking about verse 18, that was Matthew, but this is verse 15.
第十五节第十六章第十五节马可福音。
Jesus says to them,
耶稣对他们说
Stay in your church buildings.
耶稣对他们说在住在你们的教堂的建筑物里面
Invite people to come in.
邀请人来到你的教堂里
And tell them to sit and listen to your pastor preach the gospel.
告诉他们坐在你们的教堂里面听你们的牧师讲道
Right?What version is that? Do you guys see that in your Bibles?
你们有没有看到这段经文在你们的圣经上呢
No, Mark 16:15, Jesus did not say that.
经文不是这么说的。
Jesus did not say, stay in the church building.
耶稣没有说让我们在这个教堂里面。
He did not say, invite people into the church.
他没有说邀请人到你的教堂里来。
Into having them sit for 1 hour.
他没有说邀请他们来坐在你的教堂里一个小时。
Force them to sing the music you like to sing.
强迫他们唱你所喜欢的歌。
And tell them to sit still and listen to a man that they don't know preach for 1 hour.
让他们呢安安静静坐在那里听一个陌生人跟他们讲道。
No, it actually says what?
那经文是这样说的
Jesus said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation.
那耶稣是这样对他们说的，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
Jesus gives us a picture of God's mission.
那耶稣其实呢，给了我们一幅就是神的使命的一个情景。
And this mission is that every believer,
那这个使命呢，是包括所有的信徒，每一位信徒。
Is a preacher who proclaims the gospel of God.
那每一位信徒呢，都要传扬福音，传扬神的福音。
This word is a word that's often used for preach.
那这个字通常是我们用来说讲传道。
传道。Did you know that you are a preacher if you are a believer?
那你知不知道，如果你是一个信徒的话，你就是一个传道者。
Jesus reminds us.
那耶稣提醒我们说。
That the mission of God involves each one of us preaching the gospel.
那神的福音呢，其实是需要我们每一个人参与去宣扬神的福音的。
You know, I love that Jesus uses word pictures all the time.
那我很喜欢就是耶稣呢，通常用那些图案情景来给我们解释。
Jesus says that every believer is salt and light, right?
那耶稣
you all know that.
耶稣也说过，就是我们每个信徒都是盐和光。
So then the church is like a salt shaker.
那教会呢，就像那个装盐的那个罐子。
And it's full of salt.
那里面呢，装满了盐。
But what good is the salt on the food if it stays in the salt shaker?
那如果这个盐如果一直是在盐罐里面啊，没有在食物上面，那那个盐又带来了什么好处呢？
If the salt just stays inside the salt shaker, it's never being put to use.
那如果这个盐是一直待在盐罐里面的话，从来都没有被使用过。
Jesus says that we are light.
那耶稣也说我们是光。
So then the church is full of light.
那教会里呢是应该充满了光的。
But what good is light if it's always just covered up and it stays in one spot?
那如果这个光是一直被遮盖着的，永远就停留在那一点的，那有这个光又有什么意义呢？
We have flashlights at home.
我们在家里有手电筒。
But when you need the light and you're rummaging around in the darkness.
那如果你在黑暗之中，你需要光的话。
What good is that flashlight if it stays in the drawer?
那如果你的手电筒在你的抽屉里的话，那又有什么作用呢？
Because the church is full, it's like a drawer full of flashlights.
因为我们的教会呢，其实是有非常很充满了手电筒的。
But are the flashlights ever being used outside of the church?
那这些手电筒呢，在教会的外面有没有被使用过呢？
You see, God's mission, it involves every believer being salt and light.
那我们有没有看到，就是神的使命呢，是要需要我们每个信徒去做光做盐的。
But is it the church that needs more salt and more light?
那是不是教会，我们的教会需要更多的盐，更多的光呢？
No, it's the world that needs salt and light.
不是教会需要，是我们的世界需要更多的光，更多的盐。
We are the proclaimers of the gospel.
我们是宣扬神的福音的。
And that's how we participate in God's mission.
那这就是我们如何参与神的使命。
I know many of us believe that God's mission is unstoppable.
我知道我们当中很多人都相信神的使命是不可停止的。
But are you participating in his mission?
但是你有没有参与他的使命呢？
Or are you a choke point for his mission?
或者你在遏制他的使命呢？
Not to be negative.
不是说我们是往
Not for me, I don't want to be mean. I'm not trying to be mean or negative.
我并不是说是想给你负面的影响。
But are we a church that participates actively in God's mission to the world?
那我们作为一个教会是不是在积极的参与神的使命呢？
And are you participating in God's mission in the world?
那你有没有参与神在这个世上的使命呢？
Because when you participate, you will be more and more aware of the pattern of the gospel movement.
因为一旦你参与的话，你就会越来越意识到神的这个使命的神的这个使命的这个模式。
Because there is a pattern of gospel movement.
因为我们知道福音的运行是有一个模式的。
It starts with this.
这模式的开始是这样的。
See, Paul says, the gospel came to you.
就像保罗说的。福音传到你们那里
okay, but not only in word,
不独在乎言语
but also in power,
也在乎权能
and in the Holy Spirit,
并且在圣灵之中
and with full conviction,
并且充足的信心
See, this is the gospel pattern.
这就是福音的模式
It's the beginning.
这是福音模式的开始。
And this is how the gospel works.
这就是福音是如何工作的。
The gospel, it must travel through words.
那福音呢，一定要通过话语来传播。
Okay, so don't think that, you know, some people say, well, my life is the gospel.
那有些人会说，我的生命就是福音。
No, the gospel actually needs to travel through words.
但其实并不是的，因为福音需要通过话语来传播。
Okay. But it's...also has these things that must accompany it.
但是呢不仅仅是话语还有其他的一些事物呢一定要和话语在一起。
Because it says it has to come also in power and in the Holy Spirit.
因为这里说福音也是通过全能和圣灵。
Do you amen that?
你是不是说 amen?
All right, I'm an amener. Frank is an amener. We're vocal people. Pagan was amening earlier, right? Amening.
我们是不是阿们同意呢
Frank 是一个阿们的弟兄 right? Amen. Amen. You know what? Use the comments on YouTube. If you amen anything, come on, let's hear our church say amen, okay?
你可以在 YouTube 的那个下面写你的评语。
But everywhere Paul uses this word power, dunamis,
那在保罗呢任何时间是用这个词语，这个全能这个词语的时候
，He used it to talk about the supernatural power of God.
他呢，其实是在讲这个超自然的神的力量。
It's not the power that comes from man.
这个这不是从人而来的能力。
Okay, so think about this. The word came to them not the gospel came to them not only in word, but it came.With power from God.
那我们再来回想一次，福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能。
Have you ever thought about that?
你有没有曾经这样，有没有想到过呢?
Have you ever experienced that before?
那你曾经有没有这样经历过呢?
Have you ever seen the power of God at work?
那你曾经有没有看到神的全能在做工呢
？Because when you see the power of God, you want to see it more and more and more.
因为你一旦经历了神的，看到了神的全能，你就会越来越想看到它。
At the same time, have you seen the word of God given and there's no power of God?
但是同时呢，你有没有曾经有没有看到过？你看到神的话语，但是没有能力。
So when you are sharing the word of God,
当你在分享神的话语的时候
when you want to tell your relative or your neighbor or your friend about the love of God, you're giving them the gospel.
当你在告诉你的家人、你的朋友、你的邻居、你的你所爱的人关于神的话语的时候、关于福音的时候
Have you ever asked God?
那你有没有问过神呢
That his word would come with power.
你有没有问神他的话语能够 与全能 一并的来到呢
Do you pray and say, Lord, we need to see your power here because I'm going to share your word.
那你有没有向神祷告说我们需要你的全能因为我要分享你的话语
You know, even when the pastor is up here, right? You know, Elaine called me the speaker, but we're pastors, we're preachers.
那当我们的牧者站在这里的时候，我们是牧者，我们也是传道人。
Right, we're not just 讲员。
我们
，right, we're preachers of the word.
我们是神的话语的传道人。
And when the word is given, I wonder, did any of you this morning pray or just right before the word is going to be preached and say, God, we need your word to come in power, with power.
那在你听到我们这个讲道之前，你们今天早上有没有向神祷告呢？神说，神啊，我希望就是你的话语和能够有你的全有你的全能陪同一同的来到。
Yeah, 全能，你的大能 ，right? Is that the word? I don't know what the word is. I'm always trying to correct the translator. But so when you're sharing with your family members, your husband, your wife, your children, your parents who don't know Christ.Do you pray that you want to see God's power come when you share the word with them?
当你向你的家人分享神的话语的时候，你是不是有祷告，请神的全能一并和他的话语一同来到呢？
Right, and then it says the gospel came not only in word and in power.
就像在这个经文里讲的，福音传到那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能。
But also in what? The Holy Spirit.
但是呢，也有圣灵。
See, I love that we always have to go back to these basics. But when Jesus was preparing to go back to the Father.
当耶稣呢，就是准备回到天父那里去的时候。
What did he say to all those believers?
那他跟他的这些他跟这些信徒是怎么讲的呢
He said in John 16:7, It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
那约翰福音第十六章第七节耶稣他说我去是与你们有益的我若不去保惠师就不到你们这里来我若去就差他来
Right? Jesus says it's to your advantage It is better for you if I go
那耶稣这里是说他去是与我们有益的
But because if I go you get the Holy Spirit I will send him
因为他说我去了那圣灵就会来了
And look at what happened when Peter was giving out the word of God
那我们来看看就是彼得在讲神的话语的时候
Look at Acts chapter 10 verse 44 to 45.
那我们来看使徒行传第十章第四十四和四十五节。
While Peter was still speaking these words,
那彼得还在说这些话的时候
The Holy Spirit fell upon all those who were listening to the message.
圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。
All the circumcised believers who came with Peter were amazed.
那些奉割礼和彼得同来的信徒见圣灵的恩赐也交在见圣灵的恩赐都稀奇。
Why? Because the gift...of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also.
因为他们见圣灵的恩赐也交在了外邦人的身上。
So you see, when the gospel came to these non-Christians in this city of Thessalonica,
那我们有没有看到呢？当圣灵来到这些非信徒的身上，在帖撒罗尼迦这些非信徒的人身上
when Paul and the fellow workers were giving them the word,
当保罗和他的同伴呢，在宣扬神的话语的时候
，They knew it can't just it has to come in the words, but it can't just come with words.
他们知道，福音一定要通过话语来传扬，但是他们也知道不能仅仅只通过话语。
It has to come in power and in the Holy Spirit. You guys, amen that?
那神的福音呢，一定也是要通过他的全能和圣灵来传扬的。
Because when the word is combined with power from God and the Holy Spirit,
那当神的话语和神的全能和圣灵连接在一起的时候
then it brings this thing called full conviction.
那然后呢，就把我们这个这里所说的这个充足的信心带给了大家。
Then the word doesn't just come empty.
那这个话语呢就不会只是空空的来到。
The word comes to bring full conviction in the people.
那这个话语呢是带来了充足的信心给大家，带来了充足的信心。
That's the first movement of the gospel.
这就是神就是福音的第一步。
It has to come not only in words, but the gospel has to come with power and the Holy Spirit for it to be received and bringing full conviction.
那福音呢不仅仅呢是通过语言，也要也要有神的全能和圣灵使大家真正的得到有充足的信心。
So that's the first point.
这就是第一点。
The gospel came to you.
福音来到你那里。
But let me ask you, did you receive it?
那我想要问大家，你有没有接受福音呢？
How did you receive it?
那你是如何接受福音呢？
Because the gospel and this gift from God is not anything you do to earn it.
因为我们知道这福音呢不是说你不是说你通过你所做的工作能够得到的。
We are a people who so used to earning things.
我们呢，作为人类呢，我们是非常的习惯，就是我们努力的获得，就是我们争取一些事情。
We are a people who do not like to always receive freely.
我们人类呢，有时候呢，不喜欢就是。被白白的白白的接受人家的东西。
That's why sometimes even as we receive from God, we feel like we have to work for what we receive.
所以呢，有时候我们觉得呢，我们从神那里接受任何东西的时候呢，我们也觉得我们要做一些事情才能接受。
As if God works on a merit system so that He only gives when you are good.
好像呢，就是呢，我们做的越多，我们越好，那神呢就给予我们，就给予我们。
If God worked on that system,
那如果神呢用这种方式的话
，to bring us new life,
那用这种方式来带我们进入这个新生命的话
，you will never earn a new life.
那你呢，永远也不会赚得这个新生命。
You receive new life.
你也不会接受这个新生命。
So when the word came to you,
所以当这个话语来到你那里的时候
，Did you receive it?
你有没有接受这个话语呢
？And how do you know if you received it?
那你如何知道你是接受了这神的话语呢
？Well, that's the second thing that we see here.
那这就是我们看到的第二点。
If you have truly received it.
如果你是真真实实的接受了
The gospel, the word of God will transform you. It will redirect you. It'll change you.
那你就知道神的话语呢会转变你，他会重新的给你指方向。
So have you welcomed the Holy Spirit to change you?
那你有没有欢迎圣灵来改变你呢？
When the gospel comes to you with full conviction,
当神的话，当福音来到你这里，使你充足有充足的信心的时候
，because it came with power and with the Holy Spirit,
因为福音是通过全能和圣灵来到你这里的。
These brothers and sisters right here, they allowed it to change them.
那这些在帖撒罗尼迦的这些弟兄姐妹呢？允许了神的福音改变他们。
They welcomed the Holy Spirit to transform them and redirect them.
他们呢，欢迎福音呢，来转变他们，并且重新带领他们。
How do we know that?
那我们如何知道呢？
Because we see it right here in verse 6 and 7.
那我们呢，是从这里第六节和第七节的经文当中就可以知道。
Because he says, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord.For you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
那第六节就说，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，我们也效法了主。
And verse 7 says, so that you became an example to all the believers.
那第七节呢，就是说你们做了其他人所有信主之人的榜样。
Remember, these were young Christians, not age young, but young spiritually.
那记不记得这些呢？信徒呢，都是其实新的信徒。
But They became examples to other believers.
他们呢成为了其他信徒的榜样。
And the only reason why they became examples,
那他们成为其他信徒的榜样的原因是什么呢？
Was because they wanted and they allowed the Holy Spirit to change them and give them spiritual growth.
是因为他们允许圣灵转变他们，让他们在灵命上有所成长。
It's their spiritual growth that made them examples.
是真是因为他们灵命上的成长呢，使他们成为其他信徒的榜样。
Let me ask you a question. I got to ask you a question.
让我问你们一个问题。
How much do you love hearing the stories and the testimonies of other brothers and sisters as they experience God?
那当其他有兄弟姐妹经历神的时候，如果他们分享他们的见证，你是不是非常的喜欢听呢？
How much do you enjoy listening to the testimonies of new believers?
那在当我们有新的信徒来做见证的时候，你是不是很喜欢听呢？
Testimonies never get old.
那见证呢，从来不会变老。
They never get old. I love listening to all types of testimonies.
我非常的喜爱听各种的见证。
Michael and I earlier, when we got here early, we were just sharing testimonies and talking about the importance of testimonies.
那今天早上呢，其实我和 Michael 来到这里的时候，我们就在分享一些见证。
I mean, if I was better with making movies, I would make movies of all the testimonies that we keep hearing in our church.
那如果说句实话，如果我能够做电影的话，我就会把我们教会的所有的这个见证呢都做成电影。
I want you to think of a person right now.
我希望你呢，你现在能够思考一个人。
In this church.
从我们的教会。
Where you have been,
在我们的教会里面。
Where you have been seeing their life change right before your eyes.
那在这个人的身上呢，你已经看到了他的生命的转变。
Can you think of someone right now where you have been seeing their life change?
那你能不能够想一想呢？在我们教会里的一个人，你已经亲眼的目睹了他的生命的转变。
Isn't that such an amazing gift from God for us?
那这是不是神给我们如此奇妙的一个礼物呢？
Doesn't it bring you so much encouragement?
这也会使你非常的鼓舞呢。
Now, how about think of someone else?
那我们来想想其他人。
A believer who has been a believer for a long time.
那我们来想想，有些信徒就是其中的一个信徒，已经是作为信徒已经很长很长时间了。
Someone who might be older in their faith than you.
那这些这个人呢，在信心上呢，或许比你更老练。
But you can see something.
但是呢，你也可以看到一些事情。
You can see that they welcome the Holy Spirit.To continue to change them.
那你也可以在这个人的身上看到呢、
yes.
他们仍旧欢迎圣灵来到他们这里改变他们。
Yes, I'm thinking of people right now in my mind where I know that they've been walking with the Lord way longer than me.
那我其实在我的思维里面脑子里我现在就在想一个人他这个人是已经在信心上比我长久了很多。
But they are soft in their heart, and they want the Holy Spirit to keep changing them.
但是呢，他们的内心是柔弱的啊，他们希望呢，圣灵能够一直的在改变他们。
Can you think of someone right now and think of their life?
那你能不能想一想某个人呢？想一想他们的生命。
Do you say Amen to God with me when we see the lives of people around us change? Do you say Amen to that? Say Amen.
那我们看到了我们周围人的生命的改变的时候，我们能不能也一起说阿门呢？
Because it is so encouraging.
因为这是多么的鼓舞人心。
And then when I pray for brothers and sisters in the church.
当我为我们教会的弟兄姐妹们祷告的时候
Man, there are just some people that when I pray, it just lifts up my spirit. It lifts up my heart. And I'm like, Amen.
那我当我为有些人祷告的时候呢，我就感觉我的灵命，我的心被提高了。
Just a couple of weeks ago,
在几周前
someone from the church had called me.
我们教会有人打电话给我。
And we had a great talk.
我们有一个非常好的谈话。
But you know what? We were talking honestly about our struggles with certain sins.
但是呢，我们呢也在讨论，就是我们呢 对某些罪的这些挣扎。
How we still, even me, you know, I find pockets of sin in my life.
包括我，我知道我也是有非常多的罪。
That I am still prone to anger.
我也呢很容易生气。
And I still have a quick temper.
我的脾气呢也还是很急躁。
And we talked about our old self.
我们呢讲了就是也谈论到了我们的老我。
And yet our conversation transitioned.
但是呢我们的谈话呢也是在一直的转变。
Because we talked about how God is still changing us.
我们呢也谈到就是神呢仍旧在转变改变
我们。And how God is so patient with me.
神呢对我是如此的耐心。
And I think about how God never gives up on me.
我也意识到呢神呢从来没有放弃过我。
And this person said, yes, me too.
那个人也是这么说我也是这样子的。
And we should share more testimonies in the church.
他说我们呢应该在教会里有更多的见证的分享。
And it's funny because another older sister in faith called me.
那另外一个呢就是在信心上比较老练的姐妹呢也打电话给我。
And we had the same conversation with this sister.
我呢和这位姐妹呢其实也是有同样的谈话。
And it's funny because we almost had the identical conversation.
我其实呢也挺有趣的我的这两次谈话呢非常的相似。
And this sister said we need to hear more testimonies of what is happening with our brothers and sisters right now.
那这个姐妹就是说我们需要听到更多的就是兄弟姐妹分享的见证。
What is a testimony?
那什么是见证呢?
It is telling others with your mouth or in words.
那见证呢就是使用你的嘴巴告诉用话语来告诉人家
telling people what God is doing in your life
告诉人家神在你的生命里是正在如何的做工
she said we need to share testimonies with one another more in the church right now
她说我们现在呢正需要就是相互分享更多的见证
do you amen that
那你会不会 amen 呢
I amen that when I amen I make noise right I amen that
你们大家可以大声地说阿们。
Amen in the YouTube chat right now if you want to hear more testimonies from other people.
如果你希望能够听到更多的见证分享的话你可以在 YouTube 上写阿们。
Because PK was suggesting that weeks ago on one of our deacon's emails.
那培刚呢就几周前在我们那个执事的 email 上就建议过。
He said we should share more testimonies, not just from the pastors, just from, you know, writing or videos of other brothers and sisters. We should just share it on the website.
他也说过，我们不仅仅是说要听我们的牧者讲道，我们呢也可以从我们的通过视频啊，通过网上聊天来分享其他兄弟姐妹的见证。
And when I read his, I said, Amen.
那我看到他写的呢我就马上说阿们。
Man, I miss hearing you guys say amen.
我非常的想念听到大家一起说阿们。
I hope you're hearing amens on the YouTube chat right now. Just amen if you want to hear more testimonies.
我希望大家在 YouTube 的那个聊天上能够看到很多阿们。
But see, we see that pattern. We see the pattern that if the gospel comes to you and you receive it,
那我们看到就这个模式当福音来到你那里你接收了福音。
And then we see what in this church and in our church that we see the gospel transforming us from within because we are willing to and we allow the Spirit to transform us even at an older age.
那我们呢也看到在我们的教会里看到呢我们呢允许了福音呢来转变了我们。
Right. And then what do we see?
那转变之后我们看到了什么呢?
And then we see the gospel beginThe third step of the movement, which it begins to move out from us.
那我们就看到了这个福音的第三步，就是福音从我们身上出去。
See, the gospel comes into you.
所以你看到福音来到你这里。
The Holy Spirit, if you allow him to, will transform you and transform you your whole life through.
那如果你允许的话圣灵呢就转变了你转变了你整个生命
And as the gospel is changing you and redirecting you the gospel then starts to flow out from you
那你就看到当圣灵在转变你重新带领了你的时候你就看到这个福音就从你身上出去流出去了
look at verse 8 with me
我们来看第八节
right for not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere
那第八节说，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了。
The word of the Lord is said sounded forth from you.
那我们这里
That's the first part of 第八节。
这第八节说就是主的道从你们那里传扬出来。
Okay, 传扬出来 ，OK. That word 传扬出来 sounded forth from you. That word in the original language is an interesting word.
那这个字，这个传扬这个字呢，其实是一个非常有趣的字眼。
Because the root of the word is echo.
那这个字的字根呢，就是回声。
You know, when you're hiking in the mountains,
当你在爬山的时候
I know not everybody's an outdoor person, right? But I think you've all kind of been in the mountains before.
那我知道不是说每个人都喜欢户外活动，但是我相信大部分人都去爬山过。
Have you ever put out a word and you heard an echo to your voice?
那你有没有听到过呢？就是你当你大声喊叫一个字的时候，你就听到这个回音一直在。
You will yell out echo.
如果你大声的喊 echo 这个字的时候
，You will hear it echo echo echo.
那你就会听到这个字不断的在回响。
That's the root word right here for sounded forth, or the Chinese is what 传扬。
那这个回声呢，就是传扬这个字的字根。
Is echo.
就是 echo 这个字。
Right? And that is what was happening in this group of newer believers.
这就是呢这群新的信徒所正在做的事。
That there was such a loud spiritual bang that happened in their group of brothers and sisters.
在这里呢，有一个非常非常响亮的灵命上的大撞击。
That it echoed and it resounded. It was bouncing off from the north to the south to the east to the west.
那这么响的一个大撞击呢，一直在回响，一直到东南西北各处。
Notice it said, sounded forth from you in Macedonia and in Achaia.
那在这里也在也提到就是不但在马其顿和亚该亚传开。
Okay. That area of Macedonia and Achaia.
在马其顿和亚该亚的这一带。
That spanned several hundred miles.
这一带呢其实有好几百的英里。
There was no TV.
没有电视。
There was no texting or WeChat.
也没有，当时也没有短信或者微信。
There was no social media.
没有任何的社交媒体。
But their faith in God had gone out everywhere.
但是呢，他们在神里面的信心呢，已经传到了各处。
Not because they were sending out missionaries.
不是说他们送出了传道的人。
It says that their faith in God had gone out everywhere.
这里说到的是他们在神里面的信心已经传到了各处。
Their faith was not only being practiced inside among the brothers and sisters of the church.
他们的信心呢，不仅在他们的弟兄姐妹这个团体里面，实践了。
But that their faith was being practiced outside of the church.
他们的信心呢，也在他们这个教会以外实践了。
That's the pattern of the gospel.
这就是神的福音的一个模式。
Ought we have this?Blessing among one another because we're loving one another.
那我们呢是因为我们想彼此相互的爱才有相比对彼此相互的祝福吗
Yes.
是的。
Are we supposed to experience the power and blessing of God as our lives are transformed and we're serving one another in love?
那我们呢在相互服侍的以爱服侍的时候呢是因为我们经历了神的祝福神的大能和神的灵命给的灵命。
Absolutely.
是的
But as God is blessing our church on the inside,
那当神呢在祝福在祝福我们的教会的时候
the blessing of the Lord from them was flowing and pouring out to the outside.
那同时呢神的祝福呢也满满的就是从这个教会里流出去
And we've always talked about this before.
我们呢以前也一直提到
The design of the blessing of God
那神的祝福的设计呢是
is never to stay in
是从来不是他的意图从来不是只让是让这些祝福呢待在我们里面
but it is to go out
而是要出去的
whenever the Lord blesses you
无论何时神祝福了你
That blessing is not complete unless it goes out from you.
除非这个祝福呢从你这里出去，否则永远不是完美的。
If the blessing stays on you,
那如果这个祝福就停留在你这里了
then it is not a blessing.
那这并不是祝福。
The blessing is only complete when it goes out from you.
只有当这个祝福从你这里流出去的时候，这个祝福才是完美的。
That's how you can call it a blessing.
这样你才能称它为一个
祝福。That's why the scripture says to God's people, we are blessed to be a what? Blessing.
那经文上也说过，我们的祝福是让我们成为人家的祝福。
You are not blessed to keep it in.
你如果把祝福保留在你里面，你并不蒙福。
So whenever the Lord blesses us inside the church,
那无论何时当神就是在教会里面祝福我们。
That blessing is not complete unless it goes out from the church. Did we show that on the screen? Yes, right there.
那如果这个祝福不从我们教会里出去的话，那这个祝福就不是完美的。
So let me finish with a question for us.
让我就是也问大家几个问题，在我们结束之前。
What does that mean for us?
那这对我们来说，这个意义是什么呢？
What does that mean for us, especially in this season?
那特别是在这个时间段。那这对我们的意义是什么呢?
When the world around us is so concerned about everything that the coronavirus has been spreading.
那在这个世界上的人呢是如此的就是关心这个新冠病毒所带来的这个危害的时候。
Because it's not just the spreading of the virus anymore.
因为这不仅仅是说这个病毒的传播
It's the spreading of financial insecurity
这同时呢也导致了这就是我们的经济上的不稳定
It's the spreading of fear
并且这个害怕的这个传播
It's the spreading of selfishness
并且也里面也有我们的自私
It's the spreading of hopelessness
并且绝望。
It's the spreading of all types of havoc and chaos and anxiety in the heart.
那其中还包括各种各样的焦虑，各种各样的混乱在我们内心的一切。
Let me ask you, as people of God.
那我呢，作为你作为神的子民，我想要问你。
What are we spreading?
那我们在传播什么呢？
What are we spreading?
我们在传播什么?
When we know that the world around us is just in a state of disarray.
当我们呢，意识到就是啊，我们在我们周围这个世，我们周围我们周围这个世界在一团混乱的时候
，When our family, our friends, and even the neighbors who live around us，
当我们的家人、我们的朋友、我们的邻居
，Our coworkers，
我们的同事
，What are we spreading？
那我们在传播什么呢
？Because if we believe that the mission of God never stops，
因为我们知道神的使命是永远不会停止的。
Then as a church of brothers and sisters, what are we doing to participate and to be a part of His mission？
那我们知道，我们作为我们教会的兄弟姐妹们。那我们在神的福音的传播上，我们会参与什么呢
？We hopefully want to be a church where all of God's blessings that is poured upon us is pouring out of us into all the people around us.
我们首先呢，希望就是，作为一个教会呢，我们希望神有满满的祝福给我们。但是同时呢，这个满满的祝福呢，我们呢也希望。能够从我们教会流出去。
Do you desire that with me?
那你是不是也同样的和我如此的希望呢
？I'm going to ask. Okay, so Justin just nodded his head. Justin, do you say amen to that? Amen. Good. I'm going to ask you two questions to think about and to pray about and to maybe even discuss with people about.
那我要呢？我要给大家两个问题啊，大家可以思考，可以祷告，并且呢和啊你。你认识的那一同谈论。
Number one，
那第一个问题就是
，How can I in creative ways? Okay, notice I use that word creative because in this season is when our people need to start being creative.
那第一个问题就是我如何能以有创意的方式在这里呢？我问到我说到有意，在这个季节呢，我们需要有。有创意。
We cannot keep doing things business as usual.
就像我们做生意的人，也不可能就是现在这个季节，也不可能按照往常一样做生意。
But in creative ways, to think about how you can bring, how can you bring a life-giving ministry to brothers and sisters at this time?
但是呢，我们要有一个以创意的方式呢，将一个赋予生命的事工呢，在这个时候带给弟兄姐妹。
Ask God for that.
那你呢，要向神请求。
How can I, me, how can I, in creative ways, bring a life-giving ministry to serve my brothers and sisters at this time?
那我在这里是那我如何能一个有能以有一个创意的方式呢，将一个赋予生命的事工呢带给弟兄姐妹们
？Okay, it's life giving.
这是赋予生命的。
Okay, number two, how can I in creative ways bring the life giving gospel to the non-Christians around me at this time?
那第二个问题就是我如何能以有创意的方式将一个赋予生命的事工呢在这个时候带那我这个时候呢如何能以一个有创意的方式呢将一个赋予生命的福音呢传给我周围的人
okay, so
特别是非基督徒的人
So we have to remember that that's the mission that we're on
这就是我们的使命
Yes, there ought to be activity among brothers and sisters.
是的，我们需要在弟兄姐妹当中呢，我们需要有活动。
And that love increases God's blessing within our midst.
那这种爱在弟兄姐妹的爱呢，也使神的祝福呢在我们当中增加。
But the blessing becomes so full that it pours out and it flows onto all of the non-believing community around. Us.
但是这个祝福呢是如此的满满从我们这里流出去带给那些非信徒的人
That's the pattern of the gospel
这就是呢福音的模式
In us
在我们里面
Changing us
改变我们
And coming through us
然后从我们这里出去
Let's pray
我们一同祷告
Lord we thank you for bringing your people together this morning.
主啊，我们感谢你把你的儿女带到一起。
Oh Lord, we pray that we would be receivers of your message.
神啊，我们祷告就是我们能够成为你的信息的接受者。
Oh Lord, I pray that as I prayed all morning and as I prayed all week, that your word came today, not only in word, but in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction.
神啊，我这个周一直在祷告，我祷告你的话语来到我们中间，不仅仅是你的话语，但是也是也并有你并且有你的大能和有你的圣灵同在，并且是给我们充足的信心的。
As I know, full conviction comes from you.
我们知道这个充足的信心是从你而来的。
Lord, may our church be a church that is full of life.
神啊，希望我们的教会能够成为一个充满生命的教会。
Because we know who Jesus is for us.
因为对我们来说，我们知道耶稣是谁。
And that we would be a people that continues to allow you to change us.
我们呢能够成为一群就是允许你一直转改变我们的这群人。
To help us to be the Christ-like people that you designed us to be.
帮助我们呢能够成为像基督耶稣那样的人。
Help us to be salt that gets shaken out of the salt shaker.
帮助我们呢成为盐，但是这个盐呢是要从盐罐里出来的盐。
Turn our church upside down the right way so that the salt can come out.
让我们呢就是把我们的教会呢重新翻整，就让我们的教会呢就像盐一样能够从盐罐里倒出来。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.